You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon at the top of the White Rock Road. Best sunbed facility in West Belfast. Make sure you get up and check it out. You'd be stupid not to. And we're also proudly sponsored by R Kings Competition Page, the best competition page in the world. There's nowhere like it. You have more of a chance of winning on R Kings than any R competition page, because it's strictly north and south based. You can win cars, holidays, laptops, TVs, football matches, you name it. Get on cheap prices. Shout out to Mark. Absolute lads.
Fancy, I just like all that depressing, like stabbing, jail stuff. All that. That's
about a month ago. Do you want John McCann on your podcast? And I says, oh, obviously. And he goes, right, $2,000. And I was just like, nah, no chance.
No LeGrand and night, boys. Not like us.
Being good.
Can I get one? Not like you can.
I know, mate. There's one, huh?
I have a half one, mate.
Beef to my left and peace to my right. And my beast in the mic. And my beast in the mic.
Beef to my left and beast to the right. I was blocked on that show on Saturday, see, because you were on doing like the deep shit. And then we were going off and then back on doing the boom bap. And then off and back on doing the dance. Seeing if I was going off at Fireball, drinking and all. And then get back on. Giving the fault.
See, the best thing I said the whole night on the mic. Everybody was went out for a smoke and I jumped up and started freestyling. Went, that's the best thing I've said all night. And no one even heard it. Hearing me. That's all right. Don't know why. Because it's still unreleased.
It was see out there unreleased tune that I'd done the rap one, mate. See, whenever I was performing it, everyone was going, yo. And I couldn't even hear the song in the background. And then I couldn't even think where I was. And it was like, you couldn't even hear yourself, like rap. It was mad.
Somebody was up, I forget who it was. Energy, like, but somebody was up, the mic, the thing fell out of your mic. And I just ran over and I started going, oh. And then everybody just sort of hyping them up, but it made it like it was better, like, you know what I mean? Well, and then there was a couple of just randomers that I racked down on the open mic. No, it was funny, like, wasn't it?
Was there an open mic,
We always put on an open mic.
Connor no good up. He was fucking. See, SP was doing his main. SP was headlining. He was doing his main headline set, and Connor's standing in the crowd going to me here. I get up and jump. I rap here after a song. It's me.
No,
he's doing a set. He's telling it up just freestyling after the main event.
See, let me up out of here. I fucking say something here and I make like.
John, what are you doing?
It's good to see people going down, what? Actually witnessing it, and then they take a leg and tell it.
Mate, I hope if you're drawing me, you draw me very fucking handsome. Good.
So,
yeah, would you never do like. Do you ever get when you go on holiday and the wee people sit out and they draw
the characters
with the big heads?
You're just paying to get a company out.
Doesn't take years. I got it done. It took like half an hour.
But they learn hard there because you have the distinguished cons features. Like, I have to be very honest about your features. Yours would be your beard, obviously, maybe the hat. So now it has to be the bucket hat and the wee tiny beard. You have to learn. And
there was one of me and my sister years ago in Lanzarote. I shot in my ears.
See?
They were like big fucking earlobes. You know, like the earlobes. There was big dangly ones.
A tenner to make a company and a picture.
I'd do it. That's if you're paying me a tenner.
You'd be good at it.
All right, John. Can you
do that? That's a side hustle, John boy. Feel like you need to update it a wee because it's been the same one for a week or two.
We're getting told off as well. Someone told you need to stop saying R Kings are the best odds because they are the best odds. Just watch the new Fantastic Four.
Aye.
What do you think?
Well, it's good, but things better, Superman.
Do you think so? Have you seen it?
I haven't. I went to the cinema to watch Weapons the other night. Have you seen that?
Ooh,
I
heard.
Politics. Yeah. It's scary, but it's weird. Heard. Like, scary. Like,
I seen that Jurassic World there a couple of weeks ago, last 2 weeks ago.
I watched that on the fire stick.
Like, because they were all like the modified, no, like
CGL.
They were just.
Not it, but there wasn't. Was there? There was no, like, we. What do you call
it? The way Fast and Furious has got. The way Jurassic Park got just too much far fetched after a couple of
the glass
of
one that went to space or something?
Oh. Yeah.
What do you call it? Velociraptors? That's the wee ones in it?
Velociraptors.
Diesel says he's going to bring.
They weren't in them. I like wee floss. That's the ones in the last ones. And he's called Blue. You call Blue?
No, there was one. Oh, either but there was one of them. We.
Blue was the one he actually patted him and all.
The reason why I'm asking was because of No versus King Kong. I love that third one, like nobody underwear.
I like that one.
That was unreal.
The second one
was good shit.
Who, what do you call the guy that acted Johnny Storm in the new Fantastic Four?
I think Quinn.
He's out of Stranger Things.
Joseph Quinn.
Yeah, right. Who do you think's better? Him or Chris Evans as the Human Torch?
Fuck, that's a good one.
I mean, he's good. Yeah. He was brilliant. I thought he was fucking class.
The new one's more family oriented than the old ones.
It's more corny or something.
That's good. That's the Fantastic Four's always been.
That's remakes for you.
But there's actually Marvel's Fantastic Five. Though, like the kid. All remakes the kid at the cringy, end. Fucking. No, this was really good. It was better than the last one. But the kid at the end comes out and they're like, he has a superpower.
Spoilers.
Yeah, he's like Jack and Incredibles.
After Endgame, I fell out with all my superpowers.
Well, watch this. He also got you back in.
What one we watched, me and Jordy watched, it was like a Marvel one.
Thunderbolts
was good. Watch Thunderbolts.
It wasn't bad, Eric, but Marvel's not the same since.
Lights of Green Arrow, Flash, and I loved all them. And then I felt the acting got a wee bit cringy, and it was all love story, and I was like, fucking run the speed of light.
Just go and stop money they make.
Can you see if he's
having is Fleiss still going on?
Fleiss?
Ezra Miller ruined it.
No, I'm on a Grant Gustin's Fleiss, the TV show. No. Is that
well
finished?
Well done.
Steve Namell, he was lethal on Green Arrow. Like, now I just fell out with
it. You just need to watch The Wire. That's all I'm saying.
I love The Wire.
First two seasons. Have you finished it?
Oh,
wow. Avon Barksdale.
First two seasons I've watched,
McNulty, the cop. Big McNulty, he's a boy.
I was Idris Elba's first role. I was Michael B. Jordan's first role. He was only 14.
He's a kid in it.
Everybody started there. So
such a show.
You would like it, Gavin.
What's up your street? It's like all crime in Baltimore.
Why is that at my street?
It's the first introduction in the world.
I'm a criminal.
What is he? Community
community
ball
bag apparently.
Community ball bags in Balter.
Sean Conn had a post up on me on Facebook.
It was he never fucking James and Tossie.
Tossie the ball bag. Right here. Aye, but he was Tossie the ball and the community bag. Ball bag.
Someone
I'll take it.
You last night in Newcastle.
She still got them.
Is it you don't take yourself serious enough, or do you think people get too invested and use as people?
Oh, I think that's the one. People get too invested in because we don't take ourselves that serious. We still live our lives the way you live your lives. If we're just picture somebody walking up to you. Yeah, podcast. You're like, well, I'm
what do you say right back
to
podcast? Like,
you don't realize, but yours are really inspiring people though, because you know what I mean? Some people could be sitting there and they're scared to video themselves talking, but they see you're just doing it from here and they'll go, right, so inspired. So you're really local role model them. And so when they see you, they're maybe not starstruck, but they're like, I get
it. It is one of the things. I can understand people getting a bit fucking excited, but it's There's ways to go about things.
I know.
And you two know me. I'll stop and talk to anyone, who it is. But the thing I'm trying to say is, there's a way to go about it.
It's like, I haven't got a marker on me,
I know.
I'm just
I have a boogie stuff in my pocket.
I'm just like you. You've probably more money in your pocket than me. You know what I mean?
No, that's true.
I'm just a fucking fella walking about the road.
Jesus Christ, I can't believe that, there.
It is true, sitting behind me, a man here's just drunk, fuck. He loves him.
Now, why did you spoil it? I'm cutting that out. I know,
Dick
but that's
Kearney. I fucking grew up with you, and I've seen Dick John. Kearney. I grew up with you. I've seen you doing it in your fucking bedroom.
So everybody, this is Kirk Murray, by the way. Gavin and him know each other longest since we were nippers. Liam and Mick did everything.
I'm not out.
Me and Kirk obviously know each other. With everybody, me, Gavin, and Mick run about for years. So there's Mick Centrum.
I'll tell you a wee something
nice
about Mick Kearney. See, Mick Kearney, what a lot of people don't realize and don't understand. See, when I made my first official rap song, Enjoy State, you know where it was? In his attic, just him and me,
Gaff.
Sitting there. Man's been
with me. I picked the beat.
Not only that, see me in a weed suit, and first person offered me
can
a
we get the picture of you in the weed suit up?
No. Fuck me. Now, brother, I was getting it tight and I went out the front door and there's just some wee man standing there in a full weed suit.
He's like, I've heard of you before. I was like, what's happening? Nice to meet you. I was meeting on a fuck it. Stone left him a fucking at the front door.
Ended up on the ease with him and Ray
first
Love.
First time I met him.
Missed work, big work the next day and all. Staying on the ease with fucking him and Ray Love. I thought that's my two new best mates. Let's fucking go. And then didn't see them again for an hour load of months. And then ended up just partying away.
You've had a couple of viral clips yourself, haven't you?
Oh, I mean,
they're
before TikTok.
Facebook
was
before TikTok. It was Facebook.
Facebook's was picking back up again.
It was a cops are mental.
I made that haunted me. Like, it was fucking everywhere I went. Like, you were always getting it, and it was just went on for too long.
People
like,
made a tune all early at.
Mate, see if you go on SoundCloud and type it in. There's about 10 different tunes, 60 phone streams, and all different DJs just doing all different remixes with the.
I'm convinced DJs just plug a fucking when they're actually DJing someone for a set, they're just plugging in.
It's just like it
depends on who the DJ is.
Like,
I'm pretty sure
you can make 100 videos trying to make it go across, like try to get it out and it won't hit, and then you'll just upload one that was on your story.
Stupid.
So that's like Annie. You remind the Ibiza final boss went on holiday for an Ibiza holiday, and now he's like one of the most famous people. He's fucking getting all out of your party with Ben Hampton, you know.
He's a lad.
I know. See a lot of them kids now, they're wearing that hair, but like, they're kind of about combs now.
They all dress the same now, the same wee haircut, wee hairbrush now, and like, they don't stand out. There's like,
when our mates were all waiting out years ago, we would have just, you would have spat in their hoods and all, and then they put their hood up after, and it's all. I'll stop the back of your head now.
Nah. I used to go in when I was in school, used to get a white bit of chalk and down the back of people's
blazers. I got my remember getting my blazer tip axe. Don't come out, that's you. Your
that's
bad
crack.
You used to get slice as well. Once you used to get slice.
I was in a Truly Fair last week getting my tail closed. He's still in primary school, so I've never actually had a nosy how much secondary school blazers cost. They're like £55.
I know.
Like, imagine having four kids in secondary school and it comes to fucking band of
uniform.
The grants are about £25 each. That's weird.
Like,
the fucking government is sort that out.
So you're paying
fees. £55. You're like, what the fuck?
I know. And then you still have to buy fucking shoes. My wee man's shoes were fucking £70. Fucking Dr. Martens. He's like a size fucking kids 5.
You used to have a wee pair of Rockports and all.
I used to wear Timbos. I used to wear Timberlands. Black Timberland boots.
Ben Sherman's, the kickers, crispy finesse shots in the Mbop boys, weren't they?
Toe pointers.
And then.
You used to hear me coming on my head.
Shit flickers. Shit
flickers. The wedding shoes. John was wearing the wedding shoes.
Here, can you remember the Timberland boots that like the folded down at the top?
Oh, wow.
The blue ones. I used to have MR ones. Used to wear them the laser. Let's go. Used to fold it down.
Oh, you used to have black ones with the blue inside them, though. And I remember Cake Swiss. Madness. Used to have Cake Swiss and used to put the wee things up at the side. Remember?
They were
my first ever school shoes. Black
Cake
Swiss.
Nah, you look at New Balance. Like, see, back in the day,
nobody would have worn
them.
See,
only PE teachers wore them shoes. See, now all the birds are wearing them PE shoes with their socks pulled up. And I think it's fucking desperate looking.
Five Hills were the goat.
Reebok's fucked at the minute. They just sponsored Israel.
Fucking
so that's fucked in the water, so it is. Here, so what about, we talk about Macara? What do you think about that, lads?
Macara
this week?
Free Macara.
So what happened?
So they were showing a show of strength outside the magistrates fucking Westminster bollocks, or all, everybody was out kind of protesting.
Did he get done, or what was the crack?
Singing the songs, and nah, it's got put back again. There's an hour date that they give it, I forget off the top of my head, but they're back again in court.
You not think this is mad that it's even a topic, and it's even a conversation that everyone's focusing on these boys, right? When there's a fucking genocide, like, when are all these boys getting held in court? All these people's dropping bombs now. When are they? Know what I mean?
The people in charge are the ones who are controlling the media.
It's what's
too.
Wrong with the world right now. See, if you just look at that situation, you go, the world's never going to change now. We're fucked.
If you've got eyes and you can see, you can clearly see, and you've got ears and
you can
clearly
hear.
Right?
Thanks, you, Minnesota.
Right? You would know for a fact Mokara is getting done for getting charged for terrorism, for speaking out against terrorists.
Not as if he's kneecapped, Danny Conley.
What has he actually done? All he did is say about. Speak up. Oh, he did use his voice to speak up.
It's the flag he held.
And he's getting done with terrorism for speaking out against
terrorism. What do you call it?
It's a Hamas fucking.
It's a Hamas thing, but there's a wee name for it. Is that a wee black and white scarf thing. Apparently, have one of them.
Can something. You remember the kids used to wear them years ago in the days of the school? Can you remember now?
Oh, I used to wear them.
is that the same thing?
Wee poncho taping.
Wee scarf thing. Aye. And then used to wear like a wee check shirt. A wee shady check shirt out of D2, wee pair of jeans. Used to wear a...
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Start down the front, then up the back.
Laser disco. My dad used to bring us all up to laser disco, about fucking six of us, and as we ran at 19.
Aye.
We all used to get out of a boot, about 60 out of the back end.
Straight in the front.
We used to be
in
line the whole way around Andy Town Leisure Centre. My dad right up the front, all the boys jumped out, half his and half price for free and all. It's like VIP. You were
people 14. Used to hate you, but remember the looks you used to get when you walked up the front? Like, we've been waiting here 20 minutes, half
yeah,
like,
but right we're alright, VIP.
I was too young for the laser disco, guys.
That time slice. Here, lads, see. Now, I says on TikTok the other day, there's no nightclubs left to go out. There's Thompson's.
See the one I don't think you mentioned was M Club.
Yeah, so
you remember M Club was £1 a drink on a Tuesday.
Mate, so was Box, so was Beach. They were all like £1 a drink. Rain. There was Box, Beach, Precious, there was Parlour, M Club, Scratch,
that was Box.
And then El Divino. Now there's literally Thompson's.
I got El Divino actually. There's
I was sort of after a wee bit, but the then
for an echo. We go there.
I was at shit home, mate.
I used to work there. It was good when I first started.
It's like a heavy bar.
When we were all 18.
Mate, we're all fucking smacked out. The fuck? They're not letting us in there.
But you're really
no, picking up. There's no dress code. It's a fucking shithole, as you just said.
Damn. You are picking up on somebody. No, like, there's not your mom making a fuss at fucking Castle Court IM streets aren't getting rented enough a load of months ago and people are giving all sorts of
what going Castle Street.
Oh, do you remember?
It's because you can't drive up it no more. Like they've cut the bottom of it off ever since the fire and Primark. You can't get up that street. So it's just whenever it starts down it. See on the left hand side of Castle Street, if you're walking up it, every single one of them shops are near enough closed down.
There's fruit shops and all.
Yeah,
they're all broken windows now. It must be just rats now running about them above all them shops. Like,
is that the high street?
Some call made a video about that. Like, you know the wee corners where the bars are. He was like 4 o'clock in the morning. He says, "Oh, you're all coming in the next day, and then tables aren't getting wise, and there's rats and everything all over them. Like, all the people just leave their tables outside."
Say it too.
Yeah, it's
fine. I see sitting waiting on the bus. I locked up this me. I have to be flooded with rats, like, because. It's like an abandoned building on top of shops.
The majority of the town on that wee area is boarded up or it's abandoned and it's all run down. There's fuck all in it. It's going to be filthy and act where dirt and rats.
It's a
you know
shame.
I mean?
It's like the buses that go up west. You know what I mean? It's all stinking buses. It's all have no USB on them, no Wi-Fi. And all see all the other buses go everywhere else. They've all USBs. No,
my car wasn't getting fixed. I got on a glider. Me her in the chair the other day and didn't pay it. I had anxiety the whole way down the road, hanging some come to 1 a.m. instructors was getting on. But I went on it. No, like I had the app. I was going on to buy it on the app. But only that you buy one ticket at a time. I was like, do you know what? I'm going to wait until I see one of the fucking, the conductors. And then, or pay for it as they come on. But I didn't see one. I was like, Hank, fuck.
You're kids, very lucky. If there's any children watching this, I just want to give you a wee bit of advice here, right? My name is Liam, and I have never paid for a glider in my life. I will never pay for a glider in my life.
That's
for as long as I'm
alive. I've seen him leave in action too.
And well, I have no shame about it. See, if a black taxi pulls up, I'd tip him £3. I'd give you a fiver for a black taxi.
See, from a turn, you just get 150. It's disgusting. Right up the lag, more 150. See,
I don't use public transport, so that's why I don't know. I've jobs for fucking 15 years or something.
It's 2:30 just up the Royal, but if they get on after the Royal, then your ticket only done you up the Royal. Exactly. So you have the Banor ticket, so then you're scammed the whole way up. So.
See if you can get away with getting a free bus. Take it every single time. Because you know what? What's going to happen to you? Fuck all. Nothing.
So what?
Has anything ever happened to me? So let's say
they come on and they go, right, where's your ticket? And you go, I don't have one, mister. And then you go, what's your name? You go, my name's Barry Allen.
I just bought it.
So what can happen?
They just give you a fine. They're giving Barry Allen a fine. And then they go, right, you get off or you're getting a £50 fine. Here's me, right, well, fine me. I can do a turn, mate. I just stayed on the bus.
Do you ever see in London?
What are they going to do?
See in London, they have people that run about fucking watching you for throwing fake butts on the ground.
Smokey got fanned for putting his foot up on our seat.
What?
Put his foot up on our seat on a train and got fanned. Over in Liverpool.
Well, see, I've been to Amsterdam 10 times. I've never paid for a tram or train. Do you know what I mean? See, over here,
like, we don't get repo, man. No. Because we have power multis.
Man, that's why you can stroke credit cards, stroke anything, because there's no bills over here.
That's what a repo man is.
I know someone's not going to come to Turf Lodge and go, give me your car. Should we start calling all your cunts around?
You should end up fucking kneecapped.
Years ago when I worked Convergys, I remember I called Stevie Rang going to me one year. Oh, here's this thing, this catalogue. You can get whatever you want off it. You don't even have to pay anything back.
Oh, that sounds too good to be true.
It was an early week before Christmas. Here's me, you sure you don't have to pay us back? He goes, you can pay it back if you want to pay it back, but you don't actually have to pay it back because nobody can come to your doors, no bailiffs. Here's me, fuck, I'm skint. I need to get my Christmas presents up here.
You get back at it.
So this is what I learned afterwards. I got fucking me two new tracksuits. Yankee candles from her granny and all sorts of presents. Red Dead Redemption 2 from Wee Bra and all. I got a Sabda for 500 quid on it,
but I never ever ordered anything off it. I still probably have, if I go on logged in, I would just have 500 quid to spend.
I fucked my credit there.
If you don't give, it was a way around it, like you don't give them all your details or something, but you just put in the right details where it was like you can order stuff and get it, but you don't put in all your details and then you get away with it. But then it got me in the end, said I owed them 500 quid. But then they sent me a letter out about 5 years later. I dodged them. 5 years later, sent me out, if you just pay us £30, we'll call it a day. We'll just leave it at that. Basically, for 500 quid,
you pay off a discount, you build your credit back. If they get to give you a discount, pay it off, then it looks like you've paid back a loan, which builds your credit.
Basically, take them to cleaners and pay them back in small amounts whenever you feel free.
This is all good. Like, good info for people. Like, but here, see, to be honest, see where I lost my phone in Ibiza. I brand new iPhone 16. I was like, I had to get another iPhone 16 out. And I was like, I'm not paying that other one. So I just had to do it in. I was like, I had to take back credit for it. I wasn't paying that.
I worked for Vodafone for three years. I lost my phone in Ibiza. I fucking done my account and Vodafone rolled my contract. So there was 12 months left of my contract. So I just went on that at the dates that it was ending this month. So then I just didn't pay for 12 months of contract. Great.
Say it,
fuck Vodafone, but fuck anybody who sacked me. I forget your name.
I'd never forget a face.
Kick,
see my phone. I went on for my iPhone on my new phone to see if my old iPhone was to be turned back on. It was in Morocco. Mm-hmm. It was in Morocco.
Tell me about your AirTag. Someone stroked your wallet in a jacket, and you checked your AirTag.
I was in the slums drinking, right? He had a new Holly Hansen coat. Right? In my pocket of the coat was my wallet, and in my wallet I have an AirTag in the wee button part. So I was at the end of the night, and I went to get my coat, and it was gone. I was like, "What the fuck? Where's my coat?" So I'm running about the bar, like a header, look at my coat. It was completely gone, and then I remembered. My fucking wallet's in the pocket and the AirTag's in my wallet. So I went on, found my iPhone, bingo. It was like top of the road, just there. And I was like, right. So I brought up. I'm looking at it. It literally, on your iPhone, it shows you like, a wee arrow. And it points you directly to it. Yeah. So I just walked up. It tells you how many feet and all you're wearing. It was like 2 feet away, 1 feet away. And there was a girl and her ma standing there. And it was just pointing at her. And I was looking, going, that's not my coat. Why is this pointing at her? And then my missus was there, and she was like, that's your coat, but it's inside out. And I was like, let me, and you could see the tag of the inside of my coat. I said, let me see our coat. Except at that. She stole my coat, put it on inside out. And then I was going, you're a fucking tramp. And her man pulled her phone out and started recording me. And I said, why you record me? She stole my fucking coat. And she's like, she didn't know. I says, she didn't know because she's turned it inside out. So I wouldn't recognize. But my wallet's in the pocket with a fucking air tag in it. And I got it back.
Stroking it and then recording.
See, what
are you me? It's my coat.
See, air tags. There was no one. I lost my keys, mate. I've got them back. They were somewhere in Poglas. I just went up. You can play it. Set a wee alarm on them. You hit
I
the button.
Goes, wee, 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 wee. So what do you do? You buy an air tag on Amazon or something?
Apple.
I got it. I was 50 quid or something. I bought Sharon one for Christmas or something.
They're handy, mate.
She found my iPhone or something, whatever. But I was like, what are we going to use this for? And I was like, may as well put it in the
put them in suitcases.
Put it in
no,
the
mate.
Child's school bag or something, though. In case she ever goes missing or something.
Seen the episode
you can,
of Baxter,
you can put them in. You
know what I mean?
Yeah, seen it.
The
AirPods. I put mine, when I was going to Ibiza, I put mine in the fucking your the
bag?
Suitcase and all. Huh? Just take them off, take them out of your. Mate, they're handy as fuck to have.
That's good.
It's good.
You
good,
would
all
get
right.
somebody.
Two, you get two for 50 and an apple.
Yeah, so, if I said I'll never be back after Gam Stag and I was back again.
What would you get up to?
Fuck, what did I get up to? For fuck's sake, was well, wasn't it?
I said I'll not be back unless it's a stag. So
I wasn't on that stag, but I heard many stories about that stag, let me tell you.
Is that the Patsy one with the.
Did we ever put the video up of you on top of the lamppost? We'll put it up. I'll send it to John.
In a beef, we were on the beach. We were all fucked. And I had the speaker down my balls, down my shorts. It was a speaker, like a big long speaker. And I had it down my bags. I stand the beach all day like I was up the big steamer. Every cunt was walking by, I was just staring at us, just looking at them.
No, we were on the break. Do you ever get the wee cat, the wee cat spoons, and you get in the beef all the looky-looky men selling? So it's like the wee chain, right? But you get a wee spoon at the end of it. We took the spoon off the kitchen in the apartment. It was one of them big fucking soup with, and we put it in through the fucking base, put it around our neck. We're down there about a spoon. It was about fucking the size of my arm, just dangling down. It was a fucking belter.
Like Flavor Flav, we was fucking clack.
We weren't taking any drugs for the spoon, but we were just carrying it.
Just for tea and coffee and
soup. We were making soup.
Loop
soup.
Seeing we were on the San Antonio Strip. Fucking Bonnie Blue was there.
Oh,
I know, I seen that there whenever it was over. I just ran straight away and I seen her. Jesus, I hope Label don't bump on her.
Yeah, she craves attention now. We got like,
it?
Well, I know, admit the funk horse loves it. She's fucking
fuck her.
She's taking over the world in a year.
Why don't you do it then? Why don't you just
influence these young
Why don't you get 1,000 birds to buck you?
Ah, here, I don't know about that, John boy. Shut.
Shot
here, popcorn player.
He can just take it all.
Do you know who we wanted to get on the podcast? Can you remember we were going to go and ask him? Did you ever get out the back Castle Court? There's a porn shop. You dive in them up. We wanted to get him on because people still ban porn? Like he's actually to be fair, it's probably one up.
He doesn't get out of bed unless he's wanked.
True, because of the ban.
Yeah, sweet. I'm sure his business is going through the roof.
Or it's on the up.
Which would be on the up. Be on the up. It's all you boys, not they don't. You would love that, John. You'd be there.
I don't know people.
Yes. See her.
Bring back Nuts magazines. Bring back Zoo magazines.
Should they used to do page free?
Bring back
page free girls and all. That's all.
I used to stroke my Otamo's Nuts magazines and know how I've done it. Used to have a big stack. I was about 12, 10. Glam.
You still have them, mate.
Know what the secret was? You grab the one from the middle, so when
it's not sticky.
Or
staples. So it doesn't look like a trip.
If you go in and you grab the first one at the top, that's the most recent one. He's gonna go fuck.
My bro, he's that wee thing, no John 44.
Just take a wee one from the middle. It's probably about a year old.
What'd you do with him?
What to do with him? Fucking pull the balls myself.
Do you remember?
My bro used to have the wee big deck in John 44, like the car magazines. There used to be like 30 women on the cars and all. Whenever he used to be at work, I used to go up to his attic, look at his wee
full
magazines. It was just car magazines, but it was used to be
wanking over cars. Fuck me, that's weird.
John
44
W. Do you remember?
Is this still a magazine?
It was
still a fucking
Babe Station.
No, but it was all of them. It was like, remember, like ring this number, three and one or something. You get 3 minutes and all. I think that was my first like proper like
first wank.
I don't know what. Felt ashamed too because my fucking.
I felt ashamed. Do you still feel ashamed when I came around about next place? Don't wank anymore. Fuck, I rate John. You're wanked out.
See the guilt I feel.
It's bad for
see
you.
See if I have a wank. See the guilt
he's,
I feel.
He's what they call sabotage.
Fucking
sabotage.
Nuts. The guilt sabotage. I get is too guilt. Much to do.
Really?
Because you're in a good mood and then you blow all your good mood out.
I feel like I lost a loved one or something. It's mad.
You lost loads of babies.
Is that shame?
Hundreds of thousands of them.
Big mouth. Like that's about like kids coming into pubescence and like there's the shame demon and all and like the fucking anxiety.
Maybe I've got it.
Fun as fuck.
Maybe shame demon.
Shame demon.
I don't like it.
Did you see the video of Costa on the BBC with Stephen Nolan? He was actually arguing with a woman about, and your woman was going, but one of them kids molested her brother because of porn. And he's like, well, I've never seen that type of porn.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
But I've been around.
We match on eyebrows and gay. Fuck.
Well, not a bother.
Folks, we do. Burpee, to be fair.
I know we do record very late, so he was getting a bit tired.
I was sitting on the sofa with a child there watching the Chelsea match. I was dozing off, stoned out, and out of his sleeps. Then Lambo rang me like so.
Good man.
Slater's on, lads. How they come down?
I've been actually requesting this man on as a guest for several months now.
Well,
I'm just happy to be here at the minute. This podcast isn't anything to do with me at the minute. This is all to do with Michael.
Kick, so when's the next tune out, mate?
Yeah, I was supposed to drop actually. Fuck's sake, I've been supposed to drop this dance one the last way. Like,
I know, yeah, it keeps seeing the clip and don't see the
heard
song.
Heard it getting played live on Saturday night. Let me tell you.
That's the full song, mate.
Oh, it's done, like, so this. I'll let you hear it if you want, but I was supposed to shoot the video at the feeler. No, just like get all shots walking about. There's good everyone idea. Loving it and all. And, Skate couldn't get a babysitter, you could only do it before 5, and then it was too early, so I ended up cancelling it. But I might do a few wee scenes or something here in the merge on Sunday. But
Are you going on Sunday?
I was just going to drop it on SoundCloud as well, no mate. But I've never uploaded on SoundCloud and I've no followers and all. And like, I feel like it's my first tune, I would want to know because it's a big, I think it'll probably be my biggest tune. So I want it to fuck on.
Well, let me say this, tell you, sir. See, when I put out Isabella on SoundCloud, I didn't have any.
It was your first thing, too?
My first SoundCloud.
That's what I'm saying. So, never know. I might upload it in SoundCloud this weekend or something. But I might just get it out. Like,
what have you got to do? I'm sure you're only wasting time, mate. You could be dead in the morning.
And I wanted to get out for the summer, and the summer's near over, so it will be out. Like,
look at us. We're the people. I know what the people want to hear. Your tunes.
Kirk, that's it. Yeah, that's what it's about. Once you rap over a dance beat, over here, cunts over here just love it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've been a load of rap tunes, you hit 20k, 15k, whatever it hits, it's all right. But see, once you do a dance one, but I love my dance music, being the Creamfields, a Beefa, fucking Climax. You know what I mean? I'm a raver. Like, so
if you grew up loving rap and you grew up loving rave, you may as well do one.
It's a part of my personality. Like, so I am going to stick to them. Like,
it's both of them. Like,
I'd sure out there one fucking all we do is big flights up in the sky. Out there was a North Dance one I done at that show last week, and it was a pumper. That's two dance ones I've done, like, so I'll be getting them out soon.
You should jump on, get them watching.
I say I would do a funny one if Liam writes it and it's funny, and I'm not like MC Beezer, the way Shane Todd used to do that. I would like to do something like that. I wouldn't do it seriously. I'm not a rapper.
See, another thing we would want, like a skit where it's just you.
What is a skit? Oh, wait.
Is that what that is? You could be saying something stupid or be like something that's taken out of the podcast, something that you've said. Just know, like, a wee. It's just something. If you have an album,
it's on. I see an Eminem talk with Man Paul. But do you know what the best?
Yeah, perfect.
But you want to know the best ever? It was out of a film and went into a song. Was it was in one of Kanye West songs, and It's out of Blades of Glory.
It's provocative. Just,
no, it isn't. It gets the people going. Oh, that's
chronic,
a fucking
the
tune.
The ones are the best. DJ
the
Easy.
The $20 permit check.
W balls.
I think that Connie is the best.
This is DJ Easy dick in the
check
off.
This is DJ Easy dick.
That's the check off.
Well, sir, if you're doing an album, I'll do it. No sweat.
Well, that's some shame, man. I was going to work on. I think I might work on a wee LP, like a wee 5-6 track, like just a wee body of work. But my new tune is going to be coming out here. Rap one is called Streetways. And that's what I'm going to probably call the WLP. You know, as you know, guy, I'm named after my uncle Mickey Kearney. You know what I mean?
Memorial's right across there.
His memorial, no, it's just across the street. But someone told me his nickname would have been Streetways or Street Smart. What I called him years ago. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I feel like there's a wee fucking thing in. Like, it would be good to maybe use something similar to that. Like,
their names and stuff do come from it, mate, things that's happened. There are people that they know. So, that is a.
And you're representing your familia, brother.
Gambling Tellers again. 100%. How are you got named?
What one?
Or you got named? Who was it? Someone says like they just saw like the name Gavin or something. What was it?
No, so I was mad to be called Gilbert Bartholomew. My neighbour just was calling her son Gavin. She went, "We'll go with Gavin." And it's like, Julian says, if I was called Gilbert Bartholomew, she would never know about me. I said, "Well, what I got, Gilbert? So I got some merch."
Nobody would be your mate.
I'm GB
anyway, and Gam Burns should
I
still see.
I did have an Uncle Gilbert. Apparently, he was a fucking legend. I've heard stories.
Well, that's good.
So, I mean, you might end up a legend.
Gilbert Burns.
He's a UFC fighter.
There you go.
Gilbert.
Kirk Murray. There's only one Kirk Murray.
So what would be my name backwards? It'd be Navag.
Navag.
Snurb.
It'd be Bavin Gurns.
I always like switching the first
See if my mom and dad didn't get married, and then I was just Mick Delaney, and you put my name back.
Dick
Mullaney.
I'd be Dick Mullaney. Dick Mullaney, fuck. Sure you've heard that before.
Dick Mullaney.
What would yours be?
Mine's just Hanji.
Honje?
Honje, I always know my...
That sounds like a superhero name.
That's the first person at the end.
Like a Chinese guy.
I just changed it on Facebook one day. It was Brandy Burns and CBS. He slagged me at one day and I just changed it on my name, the Facebook. But if I put his name back to front, it was still Brandy Burns. So
you can't do now.
So I couldn't really slag him back with it. So I just changed it one day and it just stuck. And then when I was doing this rap shit and all, I was like, well, I've created a rap name and all. I was like, Kick the Verb and Kick... And I was going to do Mickey Mac and all, and then I was like, I don't know, I'll just be myself, Kick, and then that's why I keep the small eye, just don't forget about I, mate, you know what I mean?
It's Kick like, and incredible
I
creative
can't forget about I, you know what I mean? Kick and incredible creative
See,
knowledge.
If I was a rapper, my name would be Gavin Nation Army.
I know.
Like the song.
I didn't realize I didn't follow you on TikTok.
It's like, it's like the song. Do you ever get the 7-8 song?
Yep.
I just thought it just went.
Here, what happened in Twinburg, guys? You know?
Some naked cunt on the
bed. No,
someone
stabbed someone.
Someone stabbed someone to death. Let's
see. I seen someone
racking later.
He did
that. It was a house got burnt. And someone get killed. That's
who's
fucking bad out crack.
Naked?
I don't
you
think
see
I was here.
Fella?
No, I was that's an R one.
Chinese fella on the boat.
There was a Chinese fella, but then there was an R one. Some ginger fucking fat fella on the boat with cock and balls out.
I must be out of fucking. I must be out of fucking coke. Drop
selling.
Cops are setting houses on fire. Matt, big fat. What's crack with 5G mass on fire?
See the day I run down.
Burn them all, people. Burn all.
No, don't.
I hate it. Burn them all.
You don't use your phone. I fucking hate it.
Burn them all.
See my FC. You can't get signals. That's my fucking head.
Taxi man told me it was his mate. His mate was running about burning them. He cost like £1 million worth of damage, right? But he was
fucking
laughing. He's writing paragraphs on Facebook. Don't know his name or not, but he's writing paragraphs on Facebook. He'll be in a tinfoil head, like, and fucking apparently they sussed him out and searched him down for it. And like, they fucking went and fucking raided his gaff and all arrested him for it. Like,
they're all burnt to fuck. They're all burnt. I mean, they're 5G fucking
cars. Keep burning people.
But then, why are we getting fucking signal?
Well, how did we have signal before?
No, we need
it this way. See, before the wedding, we had signal.
We don't need all that signal. We just need a wee bit of signal. We don't need all this shit. Because, Gam, see,
2025
people. CM Tars, they have a certain amount of radiation in the community.
Look at your
our cells, our skin cells, and our stuff in our body.
Seeing you're on your phone, it gives us so much.
Wait, radiation. Wait, here. Do you ever look in your microwave? Do you ever get the three wee things? Like,
That's why I don't eat a microwave anymore.
Wait there. They ever get on the wee glass thing, it spins. Yeah. So there's three wee things that it sets into the middle.
Yeah.
See, that's if you look at it, that's a radiation logo. I'll show you. It's like, they could have made that any shape. They could have made that fucking square and it still would have done the same job. But they've made it in the shape of a radiation logo. I'll show you.
She says you've met in her house, she's used a microwave before and that they're heated up proper and like proper start smoking. Like a wee flame came from them freebie things that you're talking about.
I put a cup in the microwave the other week. She got no one of them. It was like an anniversary cup. But there's like silver stuff all up beside it. No, it's an anniversary. I put the fucking thing in the microwave and put like the heat something up. Fucking cup just ran fire. Okay. All the stuff on the side it was fucking... It wasn't meant to be microwave. It was just meant to be...
It just went
up in flames. I was like, what the fuck? It actually wrecked the microwave.
I don't microwave anything.
Do you ever get your Eman fucking... what do you call him? Superhuman? Do you follow him? He just jumps on the microwaves.
he jumps off all this shit.
Oh, yes. And he just stays on the table.
He just elbows it.
He's a gigolo. He loves the same clown.
Gigolo and chiglets. He's a boil. Just before when he started, he was on like very low followers. I messaged him before and he replied. I messaged him. I was like, I says to him, such a stump mate, do another one on pop. Did he reply? Thank you, brother.
But that's what you were getting up to.
There used to be a man called Martin a couple of years ago, and he wanted to just Martin. Shit in his hands and fucking.
Martin, he was Megan Martin.
And you can email him. Martin, and fucking get him to do all my.
We got him a birthday shirt out for Heskey. Like all the lads whacked in and got Rory Heskey his birthday shirt out for Naked Martin, and he was going to Big Skinnell.
Locked up that boy, he must have got.
You could book him out for like stags and I think someone did
and they give him cat and he end up.
No, I was
up.
Who was that? Well, that was him. Mama fellas, come full academy now.
If you stuck with him on a fucking
grab the naked handcuff. We're cat just fucking.
You ever seen a wanted a fella who cleans the rooms in the hotel?
He ends up doing it in his cat.
He's supposed to pour his coke on his clean hotel room and his cat. No walking on him.
He's wearing a moon.
His whole eyes are popping.
Oh, see him, Nick. Fuck me. So I hear this here. Why are you kicking it, boys?
Yeah, we brought Jonesy in last week. I'll tell you a funny story. So Jonesy came in absolutely steaming. And I give him a beer and I said, Jonesy, don't be spilling the beer. No, I mean, this is a fucking chap's state of the art. It's fucking spotless. And all on that spilt. Just 2 seconds later, stood up, knocked the bottle over it. I was like, Jonesy, we rolled onto the sofa. So Liam had to lift the sofa up. I was on there cleaning it. I said, Jonesy, stand over there. He'd fucking that thing wrapped around his leg. Pulled the whole fucking table down with all the mix. Pulled the whole thing down. I said, Jonesy, you're only in 5 minutes.
The Jones man strikes again. Funny guy.
Good day, Jonesy. You say he's show up sober. Like, well, we didn't say he's show up sober, but you expect him to show up sober.
I says to Tyrone, is he going to be sober? That? And he's like, no, he's. I told him, and then he ended up saying, he called the Tyrone's house that morning. He's like, you're not doing that podcast? And he's like, I am. And he's like, you're on it for 2 days. And he says, oh, I'm sure, 2 day Jonesy. He didn't give a fuck. Like,
that's it.
One thing about Jones man doesn't give a fuck. Fair play, Tom.
That's the way you need to be, lads.
I know.
So it is.
The less fucks you give, the happier life you live.
It's too short, boys.
That's why we were doing it. We went, fuck it, we'll go into this town, we'll just do this here today.
We've done loads of pranks.
I know, should you see the video of fucking me and SP, the fur digging one we've done just for a bit of promo. That was just my idea. I said the SPS means just a bit of thing that'll just catch
it. It's to get people to stop scrolling.
Just you know what I mean? Just there's a fur dig, Castle Street, cunts will just be like, there's headers fighting each other. It was just a promoter show, like, but you know what I mean? Like, you see me, like, probably last year I wouldn't have done shit like that, do you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, if you want to get your shit out there, you need to do a bit of content and fucking just try to do something different. Like,
if you're watching, Sean Paul, as John says, congratulations on the birth of the Bambino. We,
Kelly and Patrick Morris, welcome to the world. My young nephew.
Should have called him Gilbert Bartholomew, for fuck's sake, after a big dog. Do you know what I mean? Picture this, he calls me that, Gilbert Bartholomew.
Same fucking.
He's still changing, still early days. What is a week?
You see the video he sent out? He uploaded doing the fucking sea walk. Doing gang signs. It's changed only 2 weeks.
That was a fair hair. Have to give it to the big man. Have to give it to the big man. First time I've ever been out in the town with him on the drink, and he didn't touch a drop.
Well, mate, his kid was born like fucking one day. It's like a fucking. It's not like. Of course, he's fucking not going to drop.
Everything stopped.
Proud of my friend. Okay.
Right.
I'm proud of ESP. We're proud of ESP. Keep it up.
Are you going to merge?
No, fuck.
Are you going? Sunday?
50-50. Like,
I don't know. I don't drink. I'm working
Monday, 6:30 in the morning, so.
I could never do 2 days. Let's like, don't go to sleep till like 6, and then I just lie in bed all day.
You're going on Saturday?
I don't even know if I'm going, mate, but it's still early days. Sunday,
yeah. I'm working half 7 in the morning. I'm going, mate.
Who's the headline on Saturday?
Biceps on Sunday.
And who's
biceps on Saturday?
I don't know who bicep is. Don't eat bicep. Well, I know that bad boy.
BLK Sunday.
Oh, mate, we should try and do the. You're not doing the tune.
Fat Boy Slim's headline.
It's a bell, lad. You should see when he plays that tune, though.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You should just stand rap.
I will.
Carry
on's opening up on the Sunday.
Sure, carry on.
Sure. I'll be here early, 3 o'clock to see Carry on the Sunday. I've made myself a promise.
I was at a wedding there two weeks ago with her, fucking with her boy. We were all up in her room. Her room ended up having the room with a balcony on it. It ended up being the party room. We were on it right out through the checkout.
You should do for a merge. Go over to the playing fields in Bouch Road. And get a load of fucking swat, dig a hole, put all the drink in the hole, cover the upper grass, and then go in the emerge, and then dig the fucking swat up, and you have all sorts of swat.
Someone done that in Creamfields.
I know, I seen
it. And that's what we were tent out, and some wee man come walking up, looking for shit. We're like, what are you doing?
It'd be hard to find it though, everything's different.
3 months ago.
It'd be hard to find it though, everything's different.
3 months ago. So you've got to pull banks and pull all sorts of gear, all coconut.
Spend all night in the mirrors digging up holes. He
planked it beside a wee tree, knew exactly what tree it was, bang, all sorts of yolks, coke, cat.
You would have to, like, you would have to do it smartly. Like, you would have to look at a tree and count them up and all, go whatever way.
That's unreal.
What are you, could you?
Saying that, the best thing I seen was the two wee men and the walkie talkies. And emerge, or no, not emerge, Creamfields. Two wee men from Letterkenny, Derek, shout out to Derek.
Because there's no signal.
Walkie talkies.
Bet you they look like everywhere. Two dickheads, but.
Here, bet you didn't feel like two dickheads.
Run about with two walkie talkies. Jolene was on the Patreon last week. We got. Laxie got fucking walkie talkies, but they were like 70 quid ones. They were dear as fuck. And one of them was up in her fucking ma's house, and it's a couple of miles up the road. And the other one was lying by me our bed. And next thing, just start going, start talking. I was like, what the fuck? Roger. What the fuck? Where's the other one? I was in her mass house. I seen the father.
Should have been a wanker and like start going, and put like ghost noise and all that.
I used to love walkie talkies. I used to have walkie talkies in Nazca.
Everyone had walkie talkies. But these ones could fucking. You can hear fucking taxi men and all these ones.
I used to have a big fucking attic filled with toys.
Do you remember the paint table and you had the big diorama and the big display?
All of those to bring all the lads up. To my attic, we should just turn the lights off, close the curtains, and just have a big toy fit. You couldn't see no one, so you're just lying black taxis, Ferraris, cars, tanks. Nobody didn't know where no one was. Just heard, ah, ah.
Before it turned into a rave cave.
Before we end up ripping it out, though.
That's when
thank
I was
God
up there.
Thank God I moved down my mask now, man. I'm sorry for...
Playing with jokes up there.
Fuck shit, don't be saying
that.
You
get,
playing
with jokes.
You get us all fucking jokes. In trouble.
Well, listen, well, we're all teenagers once, guys, you know.
Yeah.
We all enjoyed our teenage years
some
once.
Mad nights on your
guy. When are you, when's your birthday?
December. 11th.
December. 28th.
Yep.
And 31.
Our birthday.
It was John's birthday last podcast. We don't need any tells.
Oh, that's
happy birthday, John. You don't need tells. We got fucking eyebrows a fucking birthday cake, then get you one.
Big 32.
Look, I see his every week. It's all right. Eyebrows look like, look like you deserve it.
So are you the oldest?
Deserve it.
Are you the oldest? Are you
the oldest? He was the oldest in our whole year.
Well, about my 30th in the way for it. Fuck me, I broke my leg. I was running about, don't my leg cast and all on.
He was like, fucking Charlie Buckets Grande.
Crutches were down, I was up standing on.
DLA doctor was fucking on the ballers. Fuck our arm, him, give me a DLA back, you cunt.
We gave him the key to the lift. We were just up in the lift all night.
Up down that lift all day, so we hit the spot.
Yeah, what's a crap word, DLA? Is it hard to get?
I'm looking to get it, but
I need it. Fuck,
I wouldn't mind it. Like,
picture getting DLA, it'd be fucking great.
I've worked for everybody. Imagine not having to work. My life, I've worked
imagine
for
not having to work.
I know cunts getting it for fucking.
Getting a dollar.
For fucking stress, it's for fuck's sake.
Like, pick up a car.
And then there's our people who really look like they need it and don't get it.
Through fucking grind like fuck.
You're probably getting like the minimum wage. Like
much
as
top rate DLA these days.
You're probably going to be 1200 a month at least.
Jesus. There's 300 a week, yeah.
That's the no, I top the LA, you get about a grand a month, like, and then you can get a car. All you want?
That would be a for grand.
I don't know,
1200 a month
like,
would be 300 a week.
But then they get the brute, then they get their sick, then they get the DLA, and then if someone's current,
then
they can claim cars. They can claim cars and that, you know. It's fucking madness.
We're not ableist, by the way. We're just saying we'd love to be DLA.
We're just saying we wish we could be used, guys. You know, you're fucking
mad.
Listen, we're the bigger dick kids. We're out there fucking working.
I have problems too. Like, I do need free money.
These deck problems.
Do you know what? Sign up to our Patreon and help the lads out. Better still, put some of that DLA money towards the Patreon. Because see, to be honest, we might as well plug it. There's 23 episodes on Patreon right now. There's like six for Burnsy on them. There's ones with Sean Braniff. There's ones with Patsy. There is so many Patreon episodes.
Boy and the fucking balaclava woman.
There's loads on there. So you can literally pay £3 and go on and just laugh your bollocks off for about fucking 4 hours.
You see John's face. He is loving it.
On us, you could have us all week to yourselves.
That's true.
So think about it.
Every single one has a new guest. And
we are going to like integrate it a wee bit more. We're going to start making like the Patreons a wee bit more involved. So we'll give you a choice. Do some polls. Do ask you what you want. Like, Gavin put up a day on Instagram. Who would you want to see on the podcast? He just came in with some cracking fucking suggestions.
See, to be honest, but I don't like saying it no more on this, because people watch the podcast and then go and chat.
Ever watch Drink Champs? Like, I love it. Like, Quick Time with Slim. He's always like, two-packer biggie. Or 50 Cent or hanging, and then it can go with anything, like just your favorite Batman or Superman, Big Show or Undertaker. Just
you believe Undertaker and Kane aren't bros?
I know what it fucked me up a wee bit. That's really, I fucked me up even seeing Kane
Chavo
with a mask off.
Eddie Guerrero aren't uncle.
And sure, no way,
fuck off.
I'm just fucking doing that to me, Jesus Christ, didn't it?
A sweet story for his lads, fucking before 2016.
We Chavo.
I felt Trish Stratus's tit, lads, when she
was there.
I was there for a high five. High five.
I was
high five, but Baham was a wee bit lower, because it was a kid. She flew back.
Is she married to Undertaker? Like, she's married to one of the rappers.
I remember she did like clips with Vince and all where they were banging the Elvis. Obviously it was all
fake. Hey, what's his
crazy?
He's not there. Yeah, not, like, see, did
Netflix.
You see the masses he put up about being a, like, he was like saying all sorts of madness to one of the women wrestlers. He was like, I'm just going to shove dicks down your throat now. I'm fucking to get all these. And
I
came out.
I watched
the ring.
The last episode was the
maddest.
Yeah, he's getting her tight now. Like, he must be about 100.
But seeing everybody, Vince McMahon wasn't playing a role; he was just acting himself the whole time.
I know.
What I mean?
Did you ever see?
That was just him.
It's like Jimmy Savile.
Hitting and playing sick.
I watched Louis Theroux. Is it Louis Theroux?
His woman was weird as fuck.
But he actually done one with him, and then he done one like 10 years later. like exposing him. Oh, I love Louis Theroux. I've watched every single one. I said, see, I have anger. I just go on BBC iPlayer, just watch all. They're fucking class.
That is Palestine. Fucking one was part.
The Saddlers. It falls like the sea. For sure. Makes you want to dribble. You know, driving in my Fiat. You really have to see it. That was a fucking belter. It was on like the Weekenders or something he's called it. Yeah. He done it that early. It was like a wee rap. There's one that's must be coming out because I seen. Did you ever see HS Tiki Tiki? Yeah. I seen clips of
a rap.
He was just fucking about, but Pickpock got the whole of it and just fucking it just went like viral. But this was a couple years ago. But I actually seen Louis out in Marbella with your wee man HS Tiki Tiki film about Rick Hammer and. Obviously, HS Tiki Tiki thinks he's getting the bat on because he's trying to make a dick at him, but whenever Louis Theroux added that.
Well played, or?
Played, and we'll hear it, but then when he's putting it on, he'll just put the audio over.
There's a known thing. Tell you many traps I've seen. Repped out there, so I've been a wee team. Smacked out loud and it's no rep jeans. And the bear step out when I drop on the scene. Big kicks back, better drop to your knees. Scratch your hair cause you're known by fleas. Scratch my nuts cause you're all on D's. And I flow so cold cause I'm known to freeze. Smell for a pick, everybody say cheese. Smoke a joint, pass around a few G's. Sniffed out mate, then you can't even breathe. Mask flipped out cause you lost her keys. Have more bumbles than a bumble had bees. First in mate, then I'm last to leave. And I do it all again and it's rinse repeat. And I raised on my feet and I rose to the beat. And I... Can you feel the love? Can you feel the love?
Bob Murray.
Can you feel the love?
And where else go to listen to that?
It's not going to be on Spotify because it's a known bootleg, so I'll get it up on Instagram.
You can chat your arm and upload it though. Chat your arm and upload it.
So when I stroll down the street, everybody acts sweet. No room for the weak, so scared to speak. But her boy's a creep. When it's just the other week, she's acting a freak. So they turn the other cheek. He's back in the back of the Jeep. She's back to the sheet. She's acting elite. Can't fuck with the cheats. She's made for the streets. I'm made for the beach. Standing with the lads on the loaded two leads.
Could have said standing on the beach. That would fit too.
Fucking leave him, mate. And then that wee last drops for you and just boys jump about and love it.
Well done, mate.
Aye, so I'll be getting that
so
out
when's
here.
When's it coming out? Tell the people.
You know what? I'm going to drop it on SoundCloud. Can you upload on SoundCloud instantly?
I keep it on Monday and then we drop the podcast. And then like,
no, just upload now because it means like when people are listening now, they can just go up.
I'll be out here in a few days anyway.
No stress. Any future kick, any future plans from a brother?
Mate, hopefully I'll be getting this wee LP out soon, on 5-6 track LP, or EP, sorry. Remix tape, Streetways. Bit of fucking boom bap, bit of realness. That's why they call me Kick Real Raps. Stick to the OG shit. The dance one and I won't be on the EP like so much. So I've a few tunes out with Lambo. 10 Toes Facts, my new one out with him, fucking No Chancers. I've got Lambo on 3 videos now, so you never know, I might be doing a 4 for you. I made it just hopefully link up with Norfew. I was talking to Dirtbird about doing a tune and couple of hours like so.
I think out of everyone I've linked up with, I've probably linked up with you the most, haven't I?
I'm a mate.
Have you had my shampoo?
The first time we recorded was 10 Toes and Facts, and the same night. It was a 2-hour studio session. He was in the hospital. I picked him up from a hospital. We went around your studio. He wasn't even supposed to be on the tunes. He just had 2 verses.
It was just in the hospital. Literally.
The Facts was like a boom bap, like Grammy tune, and then that's the way to come out. Know what I mean? There were 2 videos, cracking videos for him. Shot 10 Toes and John's workplace. He lent us his wee unit.
Sure,
was fucking
John.
Before there was
brought the video to life. Like,
was up sorting that boys out in the studio years ago.
Then fucking No Chancers and all up on the rooftop and all fucking black staff is sick out videos. So I've got my eye fucking for the videos and try to be creative and bring the songs to life. So I'll be doing a video from a new tune here, Streetways, that done there on Saturday. So.
Morgan can't find you, but Facebook, YouTube.
Kick Real Raps on Instagram, YouTube. Kick Murney on fucking Snapchat. Kick Murney on Facebook. And then Kick Murney the first. There's a few McKernies now. There's only one Kick Murney.
Do you know what I want to do? I was going to go on Facebook, get all the Gavin Burns to invite us all to a group chat and try and get us all to meet up one day.
Is there many?
There's loads of Camburns as well. Like all just just invite them all to group chat and then just like you're matches go, lads. If any of you are in Belfast, just want to meet up and we'll all be Camburns.
Just texted all of them, well, what's a crack, what's a crack? But I didn't put them in a group chat. But
no, I think I might do it.
Singly texted.
Because just say some of them go, oh, I'll meet you for an old paint or something.
There's not one other John Head.
You could, like, I think I checked. I think there's about six or seven Gamburns. My picture we all mad up and we're all Gamburns. We'd be mad. It's like you're fucking multiverse going like,
no, Gam would be frame Gamburns. I'd take Gam out. They all die. They all dissipate.
You're the maddest Mick Kearney and you're the maddest Gamburns.
I think I'm the best looking Gamburns.
No, there's no one like me.
Most original Liam Martin.
I don't think.
You have two first names?
Four first names?
Three?
Liam Thomas John Martin.
What the fuck?
You can't trust calls with two first names, you four of them.
Do you remember Bongo? Yeah. Do you remember we got told Bongo?
Bongo?
Bongo in the Moor Mountains.
Fuck, maybe we got through home that night.
So next day. Up the million night.
My residence is where we get fucked home from.
Couldn't it?
We'll talk about it in the Patreon. Do you know what?
Yeah, we'll switch over to the Patreon.
We're going to switch over. Thank you so much for watching. We've had Kirk Marnie here with us a day. And obviously the fucking two lads, of course.
And the main man there in the corner, Jumbo.
Keep it lit. See, for the people that don't know, his nickname's Jimmy. Grow love it.
And the
Jimmy Two Dicks.
There you go. Jimmy Three Legs.
Jimmy Three Legs.
But no, Jimmy, thank you everybody for watching. Honestly, see him sticking with us this far, a year and something later on. Honest the fuck, the lads appreciate.
Watched every episode right up until probably like 3-4 episodes ago. I'm a Patreon member now.
We'll get on the ball the fuck.
Late Gam be mates with him from when I was been 4 or 5 years of age in nursery. Lame both from fucking from the beginning of my rip days, man, 12 years ago and John Hay.
Always.
This boy fucking tucked me in when my ma threw me out.
Always. So see if you want to hear some of
Johnny's gonna fuck that all day. Right folks, love and leave you. See you later.
Thank you. Peace out.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.